Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday Morning. I wonder if you've ever noticed how the conditions, the environment, maybe even the weather around you can influence how your mind feels and behaves. It's funny, I remember thinking back to one monastery I lived in. It was always raining there. I mean, all the time it was raining. I remember saying to my teacher, kind of, when I think back, it's so ridiculous that I asked the question, but I said, couldn't you have built this monastery sort of, you know, somewhere where it was a little brighter, a bit sort of sunnier? And he said, if we built this monastery in a sunny country, somewhere near the beach, none of you would be any, you know, you wouldn't be interested in meditation. You'd spend no time indoors sort of practicing. He said, you'd all be outside playing around. Well, I was reminded of this just recently. You know, I've moved countries and the studio here is a little different. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And it's really open to the elements. And when it rains, I mean, it really rains. And it's also quite close to the ocean. So when the wind comes in, I mean, you really, really hear the wind. And the wind is an interesting one. Typically, when you build a monastery or retreat, often sort of said the ideal is the mountains behind you so that you sort of look out and you have a sense of, I don't know, space, being able to see the horizon. But you want to be sort of protected from the wind, because the wind is said to sometimes sort of agitate the mind. And this may be something you've noticed. It doesn't for everybody. You know, there's a certain level of sensitivity. I think for some people it does. The wind's an interesting one. So here, just a couple of nights ago, I mean, it was really, really windy. And almost as though I could hear the wind, and there was a sense of not feeling completely settled. But it wasn't until there was a lull in the wind, until there was a moment. It was almost as though someone had just switched the wind off for a moment, that I noticed a sense of relief. There was a sort of a longer exhalation, and just everything sort of just softened a little bit in the body. And I think very often in life, actually, just generally, we don't notice how things sort of build up in life until they stop. And then there's that sense of relief, the exhalation. and a letting go of tension. But coming back to the wind, there's this idea that the wind almost stimulates an agitation or a restlessness in our mind. And it's funny to think that something external could have such an influence on the mind. But from a Tibetan meditation philosophy, the wind on the outside is not so different from the wind on the inside. And when I say wind, I mean sort of the way our energy moves around in our body. I don't mean this in a sort of a mystical way. There's just our energy, right? Some days we feel highly energized. Some days we feel very lethargic. Some days the mind is very active and very busy. And some days it's very quiet and very calm. It's almost like an internal weather system. And because of that, over time, there's movement. And the internal movement is sometimes influenced by the external movement. And it's not that there's really anything to do with that. It's not that we have to try and change something. But it's good to be sensitive to it. And you might notice how different places, different conditions start to influence your mind. And as a result of that, you may find yourself putting yourself in one set of conditions, one environment, more often than you might otherwise have done. You might find yourself avoiding other conditions more often than you might have done. And I think just generally in life, listening to these things, listening to how different people, different places, different things, maybe different meals, different music, different weather around us can influence how we feel and how it can influence the conditions for a quiet, calm and clear mind. Of course, sometimes we want to take ourselves outside of that. We want to experience perhaps a more turbulent mind. But knowing how to find the conditions when we need to for a quieter mind is a really, really valuable thing. I hope you're able to find a little bit of that in your day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.